Hey everyone, this is Dallas Thurman.
This is Valentina Barra.
This is Giselle Martinez.
And this is Aaron Honecker.
And welcome back to Discount EDU, a podcast where we talk about our experiences as Figly, or first-generation low-income, students at Northwestern. Today's episode is part two of what we previously talked about. We will be going in depth about our transition from not only Bridge to regular classes, but from high school to Northwestern itself. What were some of the similarities you think between your high school and Northwestern?
Well, for me, my high school was a PWI. We went only white. And Northwestern is also that. So it wasn't really a surprise to me. I'm kind of used to having to be around and navigate with people who don't necessarily look like me. So it wasn't anything new for me personally.
My high school is also a PWI. It was similar because I was also away from home. I guess now I'm closer, but just an hour closer. I don't know. I think my high school is also kind of on a quarter system thing.
I think the quarter system was kind of, I think last quarter wasn't I wasn't as stressed as I am this quarter, but I think that definitely depends on what courses you're taking. But the workload definitely does pile up after midterms. And I think that's something I wasn't used to because, since I was on a semester system, it was more spaced out, and there was a lot of opportunities to pick up your grade, which is not.
Yeah, grades are weird here too. It really depends on the professor, and I guess that's everywhere in college. But I didn't realize it would be like that. You know, in high school, you have many opportunities to do projects, to get to know your teachers, suck up, and I don't know about you guys, but I've had so many responsibilities at home that now being my own responsibility is kind of crazy. Instead of worrying about taking care of myself, I'm just wondering what to do with myself. I can actually think about what I'm doing and who I'm spending time with, and I'm not spending half of my day crossing the border.
Yeah.
Legally.
My high school had a bunch of rules. Obviously colleges are gonna have rules, but I've definitely had to get used to being my own. Well, I'm used to being my own person, but in the way that I can go to this place when I wanna go. Because at my school it's you can't leave unless you got signed out with an adult or if you had a pass to leave. So I mean, yeah.
And where were you gonna go?
We're in the middle of nowhere in Indiana, I guess. Yeah. I mean, people had houses. Other people just had nowhere to go. So, I guess it just depends on who you're friends with. I would say I definitely have more free time, when I can choose my own classes and, I can go on the train or the bus whenever I want or go get food when I want to instead of being, restricted.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that because, in my high school, I had 8 classes and the lunch period, so there wasn't really a lot of free time. It was just back to back to back classes, and I think even though you did technically get to pick your classes, you didn't really because there was a certain
only so many options.
Yeah, and you can only take you need to take 4 years of or 4 credits of math and science and stuff, so you're really restricted to what you did. So I just kind of filled my schedule with APs and called it a day.
For me, I also didn't have that much free time because I also took a couple APs and I just spent a lot of time studying and trying to make, because I put a lot of emphasis on my grades. A lot of my self-confidence goes into how good my grades are. So I lock myself in my room and just study constantly. Yeah, I take AP chems. It's not fun.
She got out of 5.
She also got a 5 in AP.
Cal. Okay.
And she's a journalism
major. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Man, you don't have to be doing that. I'm wondering. I know Dallas had a uniform because she had to wear an Irish kilt. But yeah, did you have a uniform?
No.
Did you have a uniform?
No, I don't have a uniform. We just got to wear them. We wanted. Yeah, I started eating at school too.
I kind of miss wearing uniform low key.
Yeah, it's easier to get dressed.
I was wondering because I also had a uniform, and so I never had to pick outfits.
Yeah, I just feel I have no sense of style now. I don't know. Also, it's
you can put back on your uniform.
I mean, no.
That's too bad.
No, 12 years. I mean, at Northwestern, I've seen people with rich kids wear like rich designer brands, but I never felt like I need that, or I feel bad like that I don't have it. I guess I just miss it being more simple.
On the contrary, like, y'all buying your Golden Goose things, SES got me. student enrichment services paid for my winter gear, so who's struggling? Not me.
Did you guys like experience culture shock when you came here? I didn't necessarily experience it because I've always been around like white people and like fast paced, like some people are rude and some people are nice.
For me, like also PWIs, like so also used to being around white people, but I guess like the academic side of things kind of like bit of a difference there, because like I feel like, I don't know, because we met every day in high school, we had time to like explore a topic like extensively over like days or weeks, and like in college it kind of depends on what class you're taking, but most of the time in college like you spend like 1 or 2 days on a subject and then it's to the next thing, you know? So like getting used to like, I don't know, managing my time outside of class and making sure I understand everything before we move on. Yeah, that was a big difference for me.
Yeah, I'd say for me, like I kind of thought, like, because it was a PWI, like, I thought I wasn't going to see as much, like, people of color as I do. I feel like our, like, class is, like, pretty diverse.
You also live on South Campus.
Yeah, that's yeah. true.
Well, I think it's, like, a statistic that our yeah. class is, like, one of the most diverse ever.
Yeah, for, like, Northwestern. So, like, I felt like that was, like, refreshing to see, I guess. And, like, for academics, I mean, I went to a public high school, and I think that should tell you what you need to know. But, like I was always, like, really good at writing, but I don't think I ever had to, like, expand on stuff to, like, the capacity that I've had to. So I think, like, I've grown a lot as a person, and, like, my I wouldn't say, like, my high school prepared me for anything I've had to do at Northwestern.
Oh.
They didn't help me get here either. Hot take.
Okay. Culture shock. That's my middle name. My middle names. That's one word. Culture shock. It's one word, yeah. Yeah, that's my middle name. It's a toughie. I didn't even know what a Big Ten school was.
Real, me too.
To be honest, don't really care. Yeah, you
feel like a liar.
I just tried
to. Indiana loves bad.
No, because where I'm from, like, they're like, what's Northwestern?
Yeah,
Northeastern? I'm going to either Northeastern or Northwestern State. Like, nobody.
What is that?
It's like, I don't know where that is, but somebody asked me if I was going there one time, and I said, what the hell is that?
They're, when people saw me, they're always like, oh my god, Northeastern. Like, oh, where's that one? And then they look it up to like see the acceptance rate, and they're like, this one? Like, damn, like... Academics, it was hard. We can touch on imposter syndrome in another episode, but like... For real, I noticed that I adapted into like this position where I convinced myself that I was stupid or that everyone was way smarter than me, so I wouldn't compare myself to others. I felt like I was falling behind, whether it was money or professional experience or intellect. I just set my expectations for myself down, and I'm still working on bringing myself up. But that's one thing that like they don't tell you about being a fig leaf student. Or maybe they do. I didn't know.
I mean, they kind of tell you, but I don't think they'll, like, ever prepare you.
Yeah. They tell you that you're not, like, you need...
You deserve to be here.
Yeah. It's a lot of positive affirmations, and I'm like...
Well, they tell you, but they don't show.
Yeah. It's like... I didn't know I didn't belong. Like, why are you affirming it so much? Girl.
I'll say, I never knew that, like, my parents never graduated. Like, I only found out I was, like, first gen when I was, like, applying to college. Mm. And, like, Common App, I was like, oh, check if you're, like, first gen. And then I asked my mom, and she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh. I don't know. I didn't expect that. Like, there's nothing wrong with not graduating college. Yeah. I just didn't know. Like, it's not something that has affected me until, I guess, now, like, I feel a little more motivated to, like, graduate, because then I'll be the first in my family to have a degree and, like, make my family proud, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, also, I, like, what Valentina was saying about, like, professional experience, I think, like, one thing about Northwestern students, they're always going to have that LinkedIn. And it's always, always going to be stacked up from, like, some internship they did for, like, a district attorney.
And that district attorney is their uncle.
Yeah. I thought that was crazy. Like, in high school, I never, like, worked a job. And I never, like, had an internship.
I work in SeaWorld.
In SeaWorld? Did you meet Chamu?
Yeah, I sold seafood at SeaWorld. Just kidding. I worked at a barbecue place.
But I would say we're pretty decently happy here. I mean, it is winter.
It's winter quarter.
Yeah, like,
no, but
yeah.
It was sunny today.
Yeah, it was sunny just today.
And today, Sigro, we will definitely touch on this in other episodes. But we've been through ups. We've been through
downs.
Thank you, Giselle. I was waiting on someone to finish that.
This concludes the second episode of Discount EDU. Next time, we'll be talking about our experiences with the application process, like Common App, FAFSA, QuestBridge, and much more.
I'm Dee Money.
I'm Valentina.
I'm Giselle.
And I'm Aaron. Wait,
I'm going to re-say
Thanks for listening.